Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It is now 9 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, and I am joined by Addison Moore. Addison, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
How's your day going?
Oh, it's going well.
Most fun thing you've done today is what?
I treated myself to some Panera Bread today, So that was nice.
Well, there you go. I thought you might say visiting with me.
That, too.
That's second. To Panera Bread. Last time we visited, Addison, you were getting ready to take a trip to Europe and visit several countries.
Yep, that is right.
With the Iowa Ambassadors.
Yes.
I want you to take me back. Tell me how first you became involved with Iowa Ambassadors. Iowa Ambassadors of Music.
Yes.
To be clear. Okay,
yes.
So how'd this happen?
So my old band director, Courtney Ridge, she reached out to me and was like, hey, there's a super cool opportunity, and I think you should try out for it. I said, okay, what do I have to do? All you have to do is scan a QR code, put in your name, and then they'll look at all of your stuff that you've done and recommendations from other people.
Yeah.
And then I got a letter in the mail about 2 weeks later, I believe, saying that I was accepted into the Iowa Ambassadors of Music Tour, and I was going to Europe.
Uh-huh. So you did. So the last time we visited was just prior to you taking off and going to Europe.
Yes.
Okay, so talk to me about the trip from the time you left, stepped on the plane, where, and then work me through your trip over in Europe.
So first, we had our little mini boot camp in Des Moines. I forgot what high school we were at, but we had like a little, no, it was Grinnell. We went to Grinnell.
Uh-huh.
We stayed in their dorms, and we had like a mini boot camp up there over like the weekend.
Okay.
And then after that, we drove to Chicago, spent the night, and then we got on our plane and started going to London.
Okay.
Then we landed in London on July 7th, I believe. And then we were going immediately. We got to see so many cool landmarks, and it was so much fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. So how long were you in London?
3 days, I believe.
And then, so how many times did you perform while you were there?
We performed when I was there about 3, maybe 4 times.
Okay.
I think.
All right. And you didn't know the people that you were with, right?
No, I had no idea who I was going with.
So how many people were there in the, looks like a pretty sizable group of young folks.
Yes. Missing? Dr. Carson, I believe, said over 200 of us split between band and choir.
Okay. So you went to London.
Yes.
Super cool. You were there 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Then where did you go?
And then after that, we went to Paris.
Okay.
Next. Paris was okay. I liked it a lot. I especially liked the Louvre. The Louvre was super cool, like the glass triangle building, and got to see the Mona Lisa. That was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And we just walked endlessly around those hallways. It was never ending. You just kept going.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. I actually brought you a little souvenir back.
Say what?
Yeah.
You did?
I bought you a little Eiffel Tower.
That.
I got that at the Louvre.
Gold star. That's going to go right in here. Super cool. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
How cool is that? So I have that's probably the only souvenir I have in here from Paris. Cool.
Yeah.
You got that at the Louvre.
Yes, I got that at the Louvre.
And then how many times did you perform while you were in Paris? Where did you go from there? What else did you see?
It's all a blur now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know. We got to go to these really cool restaurants. One night we went to this pizza place and we had margarita pizza with me and all my friends.
Yeah.
And they just kept bringing them out, full-size pizzas. I think we probably ate 6 full pizzas.
Wow.
And we were so hungry. And then the next day we got quiche. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a picky eater, so.
But you went for it.
I did, and I liked it a lot.
Well,
it was
good. See,
tasted that's really good.
There you go. Branch out, and good things happen.
Yes, and then we got to go walk around and all this other stuff. Me and my friends got to go to the Jellycat store in Paris. That was really fun. I enjoyed that a lot. And we just gotta walk around and just see things. But I almost got hit by a bike a couple times because the Tour de France was going on over there.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. I almost got hit by bikes a couple of times. You definitely got to look where you're going.
Yeah. They're kind of zipping by.
And... oh, yeah. Then they don't ring their bells, nothing. They go by. They expect you to see. It was
cool.
It was something else.
Okay, so that was Paris. You performed, and in the meantime, you performed several locations there.
Yes.
And then where did you go?
And then we went to Switzerland, my favorite country.
That's the one you enjoyed the most.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about Switzerland.
So we drove our bus from Paris to Switzerland, mm-hmm. and you couldn't tell, like, all the way over there, like, just France outside of, like, outside of Paris, like, I have a brain fart there.
You're good.
Outside of, like, the city, it looked like just Iowa. It was just fields everywhere, just corn and beans and stuff like that.
It felt like you were home.
It did. It felt like we were home.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, we turn and look, and it was just huge mountainside with just open water. It was gorgeous. Switzerland is my favorite place. And then we got to just go explore. We went to Crans-Montana, and our hotel was actually on the top of a mountainside. It was incredible. You wake up every morning, and you look outside, and just mountainsides everywhere. And it was gorgeous. I loved it there.
Did you get to do some touring there as well?
Yes. Switzerland are very welcoming to people.
Mm-hmm.
So every shop, they offered us a discount. And I got myself a Swiss Army knife there. I have a little pink one with my name on it. Cool. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it was a good time. How long were you in Switzerland?
About 3 days. I wish I just stayed there longer. I enjoyed that place a lot.
So whenever you walked in, I asked you, so what was your favorite part? And you said Switzerland.
Yes.
Right away.
Right away.
That was it.
Yeah,
and
no
then
doubt.
You're kind of bummed to have to leave Switzerland.
Yes. But then we start our journey to
Germany. Did you perform in Switzerland as well?
Yes. That performance was crazy. All the people, they threw us a fondue party.
Yeah.
And some of the teachers beforehand told me a little inside that go and get other foods like apples and like meat and stuff like that, because all they have there is just bread and cheese. That's it. You don't have anything else. Just that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, like I'll go get some food.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was so much fun. And then they pulled us into a huge dancing circle and they taught us how to dance over there, and that was really fun.
Can you do it? Can you still do it?
No, I don't remember. It all moved so fast. Uh-huh. I was just kind of jumping around.
Okay, but it was a good time.
Yes.
Okay, so then you're kind of bummed out. You have to leave Switzerland.
Yes.
Where do you head to next?
Then we go to Rothenburg, Germany.
Tell me about that.
I wasn't there for a lot of it. I rode on the bus, and immediately when I got there, I had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to look around the shops a little bit.
You had responsibilities at the fair.
Yes, I did.
Right?
So I had to come back and crown the new queen. So I had, that was the reason why I had to come back early.
Yes.
Yes.
So you didn't have you weren't there a long time.
No, but I was able to see a lot of the stuff. Mm-hmm. I was still able to go shop around. I got to see some of the Christmas stores. Actually, one of my good friends, got me a little souvenir. She was my bus buddy. She was the person I sat with. And I texted our group chat one last time. I was like, hey guys, since I'm leaving early, it'd be super cool if you guys could like pick me up some souvenirs and like mail it and stuff like that. And she actually did. And I went and go picked it up. And it was this ornament from Germany that said Ambassadors of Iowa Music Tour. And I started tearing up because it was so thoughtful, and uh-huh. it was amazing. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, so when you were leaving, like you said, you didn't know, really, you met a whole bunch of new people.
Yes.
And I keep hearing you now refer to your friends.
Yes.
You met a bunch of people.
I did.
And obviously got to know some of these people very well.
Yes. Yes. I still reach out to them often. Yeah.
Are you happy you did it? Happy you filled out the application and and put yourself out there for it?
Yes. I definitely recommend it to anybody to go on that trip and go have fun.
So you were there for how many days were you there? You know?
A week and a half, maybe, almost 2 weeks.
All right. But you highly recommend it.
Yes.
Now, will you get back together with some of these people? Or are you just going to keep them on Snapchat or whatever you're communicating with, whatever social's there?
Yeah, a lot of my friends that I did made are live in Sioux City. So it's quite a drive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I bet I'll probably take a trip up there just to hang out one last time.
So let's talk about what your plans are now. What's going on now? You're back?
Yes.
Settled into a routine?
Yes.
And what are you doing now?
So I am currently attending Iowa Western up at Council Bluffs. Mm-hmm. I'm in their band. And I just got approved to graduate on December 12th up there.
Okay.
That's
coming up pretty soon.
Yes, it is. I'm very excited. And then I will transfer down to Northwest Missouri State in the springtime, and I will continue doing band down there.
Okay. So you'll be in the band?
Yes.
What's your major?
Early education teaching, I believe.
What do you have something that you're kind of wanting to do with that, or you just want to be a teacher, or what are you thinking?
I don't know. I kind of just want to become a teacher.
You going to do band? I mean, is you going to have some music in there somewhere?
I don't know. I don't think I'd be a very good band teacher.
But just think of that, the experience that you had. You can tell your students, this is what I did. You should try out for it.
Maybe.
You can tell them that anyway. But they're going to be little kids at this time. They won't be old enough to do that anyway.
Yeah.
So you'll be in the band at Northwest Missouri.
Yes.
And looking forward to that. Do you know any of the members down there?
I know a little bit, not a lot, but okay. I know some of the people down there.
Okay. So you graduated in December from Iowa Western.
Yes.
And then you're headed to Northwest Missouri State.
Yes.
Looking forward to that transition.
Yeah. I'll be a little bit closer to home, which would be nice because I can go back home and work and make some money, see all my family. And yeah, it should be fun.
Were you nervous? Now, after you got into it, you had a blast, right?
Yes.
You're there. You've made friends. It's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
But were you a little bit nervous when you went to the first, what did you call it, boot camp? To Grinnell, whenever you first went to
Yes, I was so nervous. I didn't know anybody. I was freaking out because I didn't actually have all my stuff packed. When I went to Europe, my mom actually, thank you, Mom, if you're listening
Bless
to this
your
right
soul,
now.
Absolutely.
Yes, she actually packed all my stuff just to double check because I just had so much anxiety about it. And I was excited to go, but I was kind of dreading the packing because they said to pack light. But I'm like, we're going to be there for like almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How do we pack light for something?
Yeah.
And
Mom comes through the clutch though, right?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Let's just say some of my souvenirs got a little crushed in my bag.
Well, it's super cool. Great experience. You'll remember that forever. I'm assuming you have a lot of photos.
I do.
Did you post on social? Where do you have them? Just on your phone?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
But you would highly encourage students to do it.
Yes.
The number one takeaway would be what? I mean, Switzerland's cool.
Yes, definitely go there. Family vacation.
Yeah, but other than that, takeaway, if you're nervous about something, but it has the potential to be a really cool experience, do it.
Yeah.
Just
put yourself out there. I am not one to say that at all. I like being in my little corner, doing my own little thing. I don't like trying new things very often.
Right.
Like my favorite ice cream flavor is vanilla. Like I don't like getting out there. But I definitely had a huge blast doing that. It was my favorite.
Very cool.
Yes.
You'd highly recommend it.
And if you do go to London, you do get to take an underwater train from London to Paris. That was pretty cool, actually.
Was that super cool?
Yes. I loved it there.
All right. What else do we need to touch? Did you have a favorite restaurant? You said there's some nice restaurants. Would any stand out? Not so much.
I really, really, really like the ice cream over there. It was really good.
Okay. All right. Anything else stand out to you other than ice cream?
We had amazing tour guides
that
did it. Yes, our bus driver.
So did they, like, every morning, did they give you, like, this is your itinerary, we're going to meet at 7, we're going to take off at 7:30, we're going to be here? So that was kind of organized, right?
Yes, it was. We had our schedule, and it didn't get changed very often. And if it did, we'll be like, oh, hey, we have to leave 30 minutes early from this one place just so we can get to this other place. Okay. It was set in stone the majority of the time.
Sure. Very good. Again, Addison Moore with me, and the Iowa Ambassadors of Music.
Yes.
And she just had a great time, it sounds like, in Europe. So what else do we need to touch on, Addison, that we haven't touched on? Again, we would encourage people, if you have the opportunity, to
go do it.
To try out for it.
Yes.
Put yourself out there and go do it if you can.
Yes, definitely.
That's just good advice in life, I think. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Anything else, Addison?
My other favorite memory was our bus rides.
Why is that?
Because Mirko and Marco. Marco was our bus driver. Mirko was our tour guide. And every morning, he would just play us different music of where we were doing, and we would just sing along. And we had a little trivia, actually, on the bus.
No way.
And I won. I won the trivia. I don't know how. A lot of my guesses were just guesses. I was like, oh, hey. Yeah, it's this river. That's the name.
It worked.
And I won, and that was on our bus ride from Paris to Switzerland. It was a long drive.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay, Addison, come up to the front of your bus and go get your prize. It's a huge prize. I was like, oh, what is it? It's like, is it chocolates or what is it? It was a stick of gum.
Well, there you
it
go.
Was a stick of gum, but it was fun. And when we have to take mandatory breaks for the bus drivers, mm-hmm. so they can just like right. go to the bathroom, go do their normal stuff. Right when we got there, it was pouring, raining. Like the worst rain I've ever seen. And it just goes right through. And they couldn't pull the bus up any closer. So we had to run all the way inside. And we were just soaking wet.
Drenched.
Every morning in Switzerland, actually, it rained for about 5 to 10 minutes. And then it would just be the nicest day. It's something else. It's crazy over there.
You sounds like you had a blast.
I had a blast. Yes, I did.
What else do you have in your notes over there?
Yes, I took notes because I knew you would ask me. So in Switzerland, a lot of my favorite memories are in Switzerland.
I can tell.
We opened up our window just to get like the fresh air. It felt kind of stuffy in the room, so we just opened it up. Which, by the way, I loved our beds. I loved the blankets over there. They were very unique. I liked them.
Okay.
So we opened up our window, and I'm just going to read them. We had our window open for fresh air, and a moth came in, and it wouldn't get out, and it landed on the heater. And I told my friend to get, like, a box of chocolates that we already ate to go, like, hit, like, the moth so that it could, like, kill it and go. She ended up throwing the whole box of chocolates outside the window. And we were dying laughing because the next day we went down there early in the morning so nobody could see us picking up the box of chocolates.
Well, you cleaned it up, right?
Yes, we cleaned it up.
Well, did you take care of the moth?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to clean it because she missed it completely. And the boys above our room, so it was just like a normal like hotel kind of, but more... Sure. Homey looking, they were hitting our window with their lanyards, and their lanyard broke and just completely broke, and it just flew out the window. And so the next day he had to carry his lanyard in his pocket because the thing that where it like clipped on, it completely broke off. So that was funny because that day we were going to that really big mountain. What is it? What am I trying to say?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
The Matterhorn.
Oh, yeah, there
the
you
Matterhorn,
go.
The Matterhorn, yes. And that was fun, actually.
Was that awesome?
We got to take a kind of like a, it looked like a subway train almost. Mm-hmm. And we just took it straight up the mountain. And then right when we walked off, this huge Matterhorn just right there. It was so cool. And you got to take like a little, like another little like train down. And there's a little like pond kind of where you could, they had like these cables that went straight across and you could pull yourself to the other side of the pond. So me and my friend did that. And the people before us weren't so lucky because they got their shoes drenched. We were lucky somebody didn't fall in there, but it was...
Everyone stayed dry.
Yes, right, but I did fall on my butt. These kids were playing in the water, so the grass was wet because it was like a little stream flowing down into like the pond. And I jumped to the other side because I was trying to mess with the fish. There was a little fish there. And I tried jumping over the other side, and I walked down, and I fell on my butt and almost went into the water. Uh-oh. And I got mud kind of all over me, so I had to go get new pants down in the little shop areas.
Well, that's not a bad deal. That
no, it's
works
not.
Out. That works out okay.
Yeah, I got a little souvenir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and I got a little cow, little wood figurine thing. Cows are my favorite animals.
Okay.
So I got to see all the cows over there. That was my favorite thing, huh. Seeing all the cows and like their big bells around their neck. That was super cool.
What an experience, though.
Yes, it was. It's definitely amazing. Definitely yeah. Would recommend doing it to anybody that asks.
What's the youngest person that can go on that? Is there a minimum age?
I think you had to be in high school. So one of my friends, she just turned like 15 or 16, I think.
Okay.
Like she just turned it. She actually didn't want to go on the trip. Her parents made her go on the trip.
But then she had a blast.
Oh, yeah. She had a huge blast.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right, Addison Moore with me. What else do we need to talk about, Addison?
I don't know.
Go have fun, right?
Yes, just go do it.
What's the rest of your day hold today?
I'm going to get my nails done today, and then I will be working at Jay's Pizza tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, yeah, stop into Jay's Pizza, guys.
Say hi and talk about this trip that you had.
Yes.
There you go. And you graduate when from Iowa Western? When's the graduation date? December 12th?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Addison.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Yes, you too.
Pleasure to visit with you and stop by and visit again sometime.
Of course.
Thank you for the souvenir.
Of course.
Very much. Make it
a great day.
Hope
you like
that. I do. Absolutely, I do. Thank you very much. Make it a great day. Addison Moore with me. Addison, thank you much and make it a great day. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Tom Van Syke and Janelle McIntyre would like to invite you to a